this was a rabbit hole waste of time and money, but covering bases, I don't know. It'll be useful at some point. Not for this, right? Like, I'm not going to drive and talk on it. But for the purpose I bought it for, it'll be fun. It'll be convenient. It all really started with, A, not being able to talk to the drivers, and then B, I modified those Quancheng K5s or whatever the hell they are. You can flash firmware on them that'll actually get them to transmit on CB. And when I was testing it, it's spurious all over the VHF band, air band, and it puts out enough power that it could be an issue. It puts out, like, almost a full watt. So I'm like, well, I'm not doing that. Well, all this was done in a controlled environment, by the way. So I was like, I'm not doing that, and I broke down. I bought a PNI 82, PNI Escort HP 82, and it's a nice little radio. It's USB-C rechargeable and everything, but CB's not a thing.